At any given time, over a quarter of the beds in Alaska prisons are occupied by people who haven't been convicted of a crime. That's according to the Alaska Judicial Council. That may change in the coming months as a result of one piece of 2016 Senate Bill 91 that establishes pretrial services. KTOO's Caroline Halter has more.
Jerry Fox is in charge of developing Alaska's new pretrial program, part of which is an assessment tool that will be used to determine if someone awaits trial in prison or in the community.
It measures the likelihood of an individual committing a new criminal event between the time that they are arrested and their case is disposed of. The other thing our tool will measure is whether or not you are likely to fail to appear in a future court hearing between arrest and disposition of your case.
It's basically using statistics in place of human judgment to assess risk. Fox likened it to car insurance.
If you are low risk, we want to help you stay out in the community, and here's why. Most people that are in jail for more than 3 days end up losing things like a job, an important significant other in their life, their apartment, and as those things begin to unravel, they become more desperate. So what happens is we actually increase the crime rate.
Joshua Quintal, like many in Juneau and Douglas, is worried about the upcoming releases.
They're going to be released out of custody with nothing. And I feel like that's setting up a lot of people for failure. It's setting up Juneau for failure.
Quintal was arrested for multiple property crimes about 2 years ago. Unable to afford his $75,000 bail, he sat in Lemon Creek Correctional Center for 3 months.
It was rough on me, but it gave me time to find out what was more important to me. So I'm not going to say that the sitting in there in jail wasn't good for me. I think it probably was.
If it weren't for his wife, Brianna Heller, who agreed to be his custodian for 9 months, he would have been in for much longer. Heller said she's glad her husband got out, but she knows that many in Juneau do not have the same support that they had to make it work.
I think a lot of people are almost relieved to be in jail, believe it or not, because they don't have to hustle anymore. There is a huge, huge amount of people that are like the undesirables, and it really sucks for them, you know, that jail is almost a better option because they'll have a shower or they'll be fed.
Quintal has a lengthy criminal history going back to age 14 when he says his drug addiction began. Fox said that criminal history will likely be a factor in the new assessment.
One of the most likely pieces of the tool will be, what has your criminal pattern looked like? For example, have you committed 3 crimes in 5 years or 8 crimes in 5 years? Right? So the density and your involvement in the criminal justice system matter.
In addition to the new assessment tool, pretrial defendants will be monitored through in-person visits and ankle monitors. Minus a few exceptions, this is something that hasn't been done before, even for those currently out on bail. Fox said that connecting people to treatment, especially those with addiction, will be crucial to the program's success. The new tool will be piloted in September. Fox said they'll run about 8,000 assessments before full implementation in January.
That was Caroline Halter reporting from Juneau.